AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. In their first debate since Super Tuesday made Donald Trump the GOP frontrunner, he and other candidates picked up where they left off in the last debate, hurling charges and insults at each other.
Let's start talking again about the issues that matter to this country.
Marco Rubio said he wanted to take the high road, and Ted Cruz and John Kasich agreed.
This is not about the insults back and forth.
I have never tried to go and get into these kind of scrums.
But here at Detroit's Fox Theater, that didn't last.
This little guy has lied so much about my record.
Indeed, Trump's dig at Rubio was followed by fierce bickering as the others attacked the billionaire businessman's career and pronouncements, trying to blunt his Super Tuesday momentum. Mark Smith at the GOP debate, Detroit.
Earlier Thursday, in response to former Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney's speech, saying Trump is not a good fit for the White House.
Dishonesty is Donald Trump's hallmark.
Trump had this response in Portland, Maine.
Mitt is a failed candidate. He failed.
Romney confidant Ron Kaufman, a senior member of the Republican National Committee, openly embraced the possibility of a contested convention if that's the only way to stop Trump, he says. With 12 new arrests in five states, there are now 19 people under indictment in connection with a 2014 armed standoff over grazing cattle on U.S. land near renegade cattleman Cliven Bundy's ranch in Nevada. More from the AP's Mike Gracia.
Court documents accuse the 19 co-conspirators of leading more than 200 followers in a 2014 armed confrontation with Federal Bureau of Land Management agents in Nevada. Meanwhile, U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says additional charges will be filed very soon in the recently concluded 41-day standoff at a wildlife refuge in Oregon that was led by Cliven Bundy's son, Ammon.
Asian shares are mixed in cautious Friday trading. This is AP Radio News. New Yorkers and tourists are getting their first look at the new transportation hub at the World Trade Center.
The World Trade Center transit hub, topped by a soaring glass and steel-ribbed dome that suggests a bird in flight, partly open to the public, the early reviews are positive.
I think it's beautiful.
Adam Benditsky is a city planner who lives in the neighborhood.
Some people have said that it's not like Grand Central, but Grand Central is a 19th century masterpiece. This is a 21st century masterpiece.
So far, the Santiago Calatrava design building is just a concourse, albeit a grand one, for train passengers. Come spring, shops and restaurants are scheduled to open here. Warren Levinson, New York.
Students from MIT and Britain's University of Cambridge will spend the weekend hacking one another's computers with the blessing of their national leaders. The two schools are competing in a hacking contest that President Obama and British Prime Minister Cameron announced last year, among other joint cybersecurity projects between the two nations. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.